You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
All right, can I get to the Big Ten title
yes.
game? And I would just, here's the deal. The number has moved while we were on broadcast.
Really?
It is now Purdue getting 17 flat.
Okay, how do you want to play it?
If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys. When Christmas Day is here, Jim, the most wonderful day of the year, this is the Misfit Toys play of the day. No one, and I mean no one, is going to take Purdue in this game.
I'm stunned.
Here's the reason. They're not going to win. But 17, right off the top, I thought the line would be like 24, okay? It's not. Will Corum play? Will Edwards play? Will Mike Morris play? What's Michigan's focus going to be? Not in a way that they're going to show up drunk, high, and blindfolded, but you come off of that game last week up here emotionally,
mm-hmm.
and they know, right? Everyone's been getting sexed up this week. Everyone's told how beautiful they are, and they know they're playing a team they're going to drill. So my only point is, as good as they've been in the second half, as good as they've been covering numbers, I sit here and go 31-10 late stages. Hell, 34-10, and you got to sweat. It's Aiden O'Connell. It's a 6-year quarterback. He's got an unbelievably tragic emotional story. His brother passed away before last week's game. I just look at them, and I know you're going to go spoiler makers on me with the top five win. They're not winning, but I don't want to be on the side. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry and U of M finance bro on Wall Street is going to be betting Michigan. No one wants the Misfit Toys. I am a cowboy who rides an ostrich. I am a water pistol that shoots jelly. I'm a train with square wheels. I'm a Jack in the Box, except I'm a Charlie in the Box. I'm taking Purdue plus 70.
Would you do me a favor, if you're going to do it, put like a very small amount on the money line, just because I want to give the spoiler maker stat for people.
Fine.
Purdue has pulled off the most top five upsets in FBS history when unranked. Jeff Brohm, their current coach, can't do, oh, this happened forever ago. He's 3-0 against top three teams. Aiden O'Connell, 6-year quarterback, was part of two of them.
Can I offer one stat as well?
And how cool of a story would it be for Purdue? They haven't won a conference title since 2000.
Let me offer,
I kind of want to see it for them.
Yeah. And it's an actual football cap.
Yeah.
They're a top 25 run D. Low key. And again, line up against Iowa, line up against Wisconsin, line up against Illinois, all the teams in their division. Purdue is a top 25 rush D. So if Corum is out, if you just slow it down, I'm going to take the 17.
I'm playing Michigan. I wanted to give you time to do your deal and your spiel. Purdue is not in the top half of the Big Ten in run defense. Michigan is a special kind of run offense.
Okay.
What's this? What's this like sulking deal?
It hurt. No, because it's like you allowed me to make my case only to deny the motion to, you know.
You put it on your card. I will put the opposite on mine.
I felt so good about it.
Michigan,
all right.
Hold on. Michigan, you talk about, well, Mike's going to be in the game. It's going to be 31-10, and he's still alive. Michigan protects its back door. They have done a great job closing games. Last 7 weeks, 84-3 in the fourth quarter. 84-3 in the final quarter. They do not let you sneak in the back door.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Why is the number 17?
I want to contest that. I want to look at this because I'm seeing 16.5 still. And if I'm playing Michigan, I want the benefit of that extra point.
Well, you know, you do realize
it is a free country and you can shop a number.
Okay.
Go get it.
Okay.
Put 16 and a half on your card.
Because you also talk about motivation in this game. When you beat Ohio State and it's this big emotional deal, how do you bounce back the next week? Huh. Well, we could use like maybe a year ago as an example, where they won 42-3 in the Big Ten title game after the biggest win they've had against Ohio State in 2 decades.
Yeah, but that was also different. Team already had a loss. I think there was more of a desperation there. I think it was also the first time they'd ever been there. They had a senior-laden group. I'm not telling you they're going to show up and shit their pants. I'm just saying, like, we're a week removed from what a business trip Michigan looks like, which is 17-16 over Illinois. I thought the number would be north of 20. It's not. I kind of think there's a reason. Look, it's not going to be a big game play. It's not going to be a big bet or anything. It's going to be a standard play.
I'm happy one of us is betting on the spoiler makers because I think it could be a fun story. It's not me.
I just feel like that's a lot of points, man.
Yeah,
it is. All right. So here's my card. And I'm going to give you a teaser pleaser as well because we're on fire
college.
With teasers. Yeah, we've been on fire with teasers in the NFL. Why not for the people? Fresno plus the 3.5. Ohio plus 1.5. Purdue plus 17. KSU plus 2.5. And the one favorite I am taking is Georgia minus the 17.5. Here's the teaser pleaser. Fresno getting 9.5. Ohio getting 7.5. K-State getting 8.5. Purdue getting 24. Pays you plus 240. Jim's card, every fucking game in America.
USC minus 2.5, Costa Lock, baby. Fight for the sanctity of the sport. Fight on, Trojans. Kansas State plus 2.5, Michigan minus 16.5, Central Florida plus 3.5. I'll take the Bobcats to finally win a MAC title plus 1.5. Fresno State plus the 3.5 and the under 50.5 in the Mountain West title game. Coastal Carolina plus 8.5. And UTSA minus 8.5.
All right, that's the pod. We'll talk to you with the NFL episode coming up. And again, reach out via socials to Jim, to the Valeni podcast accounts. Tell us what you want, man. And the reviews do help. I know it's a pain in the ass, but like unsubscribe, resubscribe, drop a review. We need it because apparently that's the rules we got to play by. So thanks for listening, and we'll get you that NFL show tomorrow.